This meeting is now being recorded.
Yes, exactly. The meeting is now being recorded, and welcome everybody to our, I guess it's the 11th meeting of the ICANN Ombuds Office drafting team of the CCWG and Accountability Workstream 2. And today, sorry, I didn't send an agenda, but I hope it will be okay. We will go to some welcome and welcome then, an introduction and update to statement of interest, if any, a review of the plan for Hyderabad and any other business. First, do you have anyone who are just on the phone and not on Adobe Connect? Okay, thank you. Anyone who needs to update the statement of interest? Okay, thank you. And let's go to the part of real work of this drafting team. Today, we don't have the usual presentation with the usual slide. We have a new presentation, and I want to thank Bernard Turcotte to help me. No, the reverse. I helped him to finalize it, but he done a large part of the work to set up this presentation. It's meant to be presented tomorrow at the plenary session. I hope that I will have enough time to talk about that, and I don't think that I will have a lot of time to make any presentation either at that, and I hope that at least tomorrow it will be okay. Let's go. Do you have any other business that you would like us to know about at the beginning of the call and want to raise? Okay. Hearing no one's, I will go to the presentation. Yes, please, go ahead.
Thank you, Sebastian. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes, it's okay. I see.
Good, thank you. Something, Sebastian, that I've been struggling with, and I'll bring it up now before we make a presentation to at Hyderabad of this report, but I guess what I'm worried about is that this report reflects a handful, and a relatively small handful compared to some of the other working groups of people who carry an interest in the office of the ombudsman. And if this report is going to be supposedly reflecting the wishes of the community, I wonder if there would be someone maybe adding a caveat into it or somehow, and I'm not quite sure how to deal with the fact that we only have about, on a good day, maybe 10 people showing up for our conference. And therefore, I'm a little bit worried that if we put this forward as representing the community, that it is not actually something that represents the community. Does anybody understand what I'm trying to say here?
Yes, perfectly, Herb. And I will try to answer your concern. Good concern, anyhow. First of all, our group, yes, small group, but we are here to do the heavy lifting or to do the hard work. Then it will be presented to the plenary of the CCWG and Accountability Workstream 2. And it's this one who will decide what we do with. And I don't think it will be for in the near future, but the goal is to have a document ready by our group who go through the CCWG plenary and then to go to public comment period. And the fact that we are not a lot of people doesn't mean that we will not ask as much as possible people for inputs. But somebody needs to start somewhere, and it's what we are doing.
Because I've noticed there has been, you know, some discussion on some of the other groups about the role of the ombuds, and it does raise a few people's interest across the board, and you know, I'm worried that we're going to put all this work into it and either have like zero input when it comes to public comment and things like that, or so much input when it comes to public comment that we have to go back and revisit all of the work that we're doing right now. So it was just something I wanted to throw out there as a bit of a thinking piece.
Okay. Bernie, you raise your hand. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Sebastian. Herb, it's a bit of the nature of the beast of what we're doing. You know, there are many safeguards that Sebastian has presented. No matter what this group, regardless of its size, decides to put forward, excuse me, it has to be vetted by the full CCWG. And then, after it's vetted by the full CCWG, it goes for a public consultation. The second point I wanted to make, from my CWG days when we had design teams, some of those design teams were only 8 people and delivered key elements of what became the IANA transition part from the CWG. So I don't really think it's a question of number of people. I understand your concern about it representing things, but I think it's slightly misplaced in this case, personal opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie. And to add one point, you will see during the presentation that one of our concerns is also to liaise with other drafting team when they are talking about ombud. And it's why we try to have liaison about that. Maybe it's not working as efficiently as we could wish, but we will discuss that in the presentation. I think, I hope that at the end of the discussion today, we will have some better view on what we will do and some answer to your concern. Thank you. Okay, I will start moving the PowerPoint and let's see, Ombudsman, ICANN Ombuds Office. The agenda of this meeting, it's we are at the point 3 of this. I will try to do better here. Now, in the Workstream 1 final report references, we try to take out all those issues. We have that in our document, but here in a different slide. The recommendation number 8, it's improving ICANN's request for reconsideration process. It's making ICANN Ombuds Office responsible for initial substantive evaluation of the request. And the status of that, it's now included in the ICANN bylaw section 4.2. And we have nothing more to do, I guess, but it's important to remember this part. I suggest that if you want to speak, raise your hand, and when you want, don't wait to the end of the presentation. If I pass through the one you want to talk, just raise your hand and we will come back. No worries. Recommendation 12, it's committing to further accountability work in Workstream 2. It's what we are doing. And here you are considering enhancement of the Ombuds Office role and function. The Ombudsman can perform a critical role in ensuring that ICANN is transparent and accountable, preventing and resolving disputes, supporting consensus development and predicting bottom-up multi-stakeholder decision-making at ICANN. ICANN, Office of Ombudsman, must have a clear charter that reflects support and respect ICANN's mission, commitment, and core values, and sufficient authority and independence to ensure that it can perform this important role effectively, and I guess efficiently too. Evaluation of the current Ombudsman Charter and operation against industry best practices and recommend any changes necessary to ensure that the ICANN Ombudsman has a tool, independence, and authority needed to be an effective voice for ICANN stakeholders. I really think that it's the core of what we are doing with the discussion we had since the beginning of this subgroup. Any comments, any question? Okay. And some other the status of this subgroup will commission an external evaluation of the ICANN Ombuds Office. We will see that in the AT-AT2 dependencies against industry best practices. The subgroup will consider the topic of the independence of the ICANN Ombuds Office, and the subgroup will consider the impact of the new accountability model for ICANN, including the new bylaws and the empowered community with respect to the role and oversight of the ICANN Ombuds Office. Recommendation 12, also staff accountability. The CCWG accountability work with ICANN to consider a code of conduct, transparency criteria, training, and key performance indicator to be followed by staff in relation to their interaction with all stakeholders, establish regular independent internal and community surveys and audit to track progress and identify areas that need improvement, and establish appropriate processes to escalate issues that enable both community and staff member to raise issues. This work should be linked closely with the Ombudsman announcement item of work stream 2. And it's something we will discuss again later. It's how we deal with such an issue where two of the drafting team must be involved. And the subgroup will liaise with the staff accountability subgroup regularly and will integrate the relevant recommendation on the ICANN Ombuds Office subgroup recommendation if necessary and as feasible. Now about stress test number 34 is the one still concerning us, and the question is how to help the participation to be open and to avoid any barriers for that, and Ombuds can be one part of the solution. The subgroup will consider this when considering the impact of the new accountability model for ICANN, including the empowered community, with respect to the role and oversight of the ICANN Ombuds Office. Now I will not read this one. It's the one about additional dependency overlap and requirement coming from AT-AT2 recommendation. This one essentially, it's the one connect with the review, and we will see later that there are still an open question on AT-AT2 recommendation taken into account. This subgroup has accepted to take in on this recommendation from AT-AT2 and currently awaiting confirmation with respect to funding, which was not part of the Workstream 2 budget, and I heard that it was not either AT-RT2 part budget, but I hope that I can staff and the CFO will find a solution, maybe with the help of the board finance committee. Once the funding is confirmed, the subgroup will commission the evaluation and oversee the contractor, analyze any issue raised, and propose recommendation if required as per the new context of the ICANN Ombuds Office. The other elements in the 9.3 AT-RT2, and we are waiting an answer about if it's to be handled in within this group question as a whistleblower, or the role of the Ombuds concerning the whistleblower, for example. We will, from the CWG, ICANN Ombuds Office has also 200 complaints about PTI. We will integrate the requirement related to this additional functionality in the requirements or in the recommendation of what the ICANN Ombuds Office will do. Other dependency, it's Workstream 2 Transparency Subgroup draft recommendation, and two, the number 8 about document policy. It's an exception for information requested which are not reasonable, excessive, or overly burdensome, not feasible, abusive, or vexatious, or made by a vexatious or querulous individual, should be amended to require the consent of the Ombuds before it is invoked. That's a proposal from this the other subgroup. Here, another one, the Ombuds mandate regarding the DIDP should also be boosted to grant the office a stronger promotional role, including by integrating understanding of transparency and the DIDP into ICANN broader outreach effort. By publishing a list of the category of information ICANN hold, and by tracking and reporting basic statistics on the DIDP's use, such as the number of requests received, the proportion which were denied, and who or in part, the average time taken to respond, and so on. It's difficult for me to follow what it's on the chat, and if somebody wants to raise an issue, please, or a comment, whatever, please raise your hand. I will give you the floor. Like that, it will allow me to stop to talk. You will have a new voice, and all that will be great for everybody. Help, thank you very much to come to my help. Go ahead, please.
Toujours un plaisir. Sebastian, if you could go back, or I guess there's no need to go back, but as far as the external review that we are asking to be conducted, when that is being discussed, could possibly mention if funding becomes an issue, that I could co-fund some the evaluation from my office. I don't know if that would create a conflict of interest or whatever as far as independence goes, but if money becomes an issue, I would be more than happy to look at my budget and see if I could just come up with you know, half of the funds or whatever is required to get that done, simply because it's something that if it is not approved by the subgroup, for the subgroup, it is something that I will be doing anyway in the very short term. So, very likely, at the very latest, this spring. If it's not done now, it will get done then out of my budget anyway. So you can probably pass that on.
And okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Greg. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And if you could come back to the DIDP slides. The next one.
I...
Okay, Yes. No, I'm sorry, the next one. Okay, come back one, please. I guess question I have, for recommendation 11. So the next slide. I'm a little bit confused with this one, and maybe if I get a chance to drop in on the transparency subgroup, I will mention it. But this almost looks like it would be up to my office to actually have some sort of control over this. Now, is there actually no reporting on DIDP being done now? Because that seems to be a bit of an internal staff role more than a role for my office.
Okay, before I answer, you are done, Herb? I can give the floor to Klaus?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Klaus, go ahead, please.
I'm a little bit hesitant to go in with a very simplistic issue. Sebastian, I think the contents of the slides are very, very important, and I know they're complex. But the office of the ombudsman is about accessibility, and I'm really worried about that density and complexity of information presented in that way will really flow by to the majority of the people who will listen to it. And that brings me back to the original point Herb made. It's quite simply, if we want people really to comment on this, we need to find a way somehow to make it more accessible. This is, by the way, about no criticism to any kind of the contents or even the presentation. It's just something which strikes me that there is so much good content in there, but the presentation or how it is transmitted just doesn't work for me. I'm sorry.
Klaus, no offense at all. And if I make this presentation today, it's exactly for this type of comments. And I appreciate your comments. Maybe if I can ask you how you think that we must present the issue here in this two slide. I guess it's generally speaking, how you would like us to have the slide done, bearing in mind that this presentation is done for CCWG member, participant, observer who are supposed at least to have knowledge to part of the issue discussed in the CCWG Workstream 2. But except that, I will be very happy if you can give us your point of view of how you will wish us to present. I see that Bernard, please go ahead.
Talking to a muted mic,
okay.
Yes. Mostly at this point, Klaus, I can understand, but this is a status report type presentation and not really for comments. And the second point is most of the stuff we've been going through up until this point is either text that we've extracted from Workstream 1 directly, copy-paste, or from recommendations of other groups like ATRT or the transparency. And I think, like Sebastian said, the community is familiar with this material. So if it's for the target audience is for the CCWG, I think as a status report, it's doing okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie. Klaus, you want to come back and
No, not really. I just simply want to say that I really think that the comments from you and the last comment are they're right. I just wish it would look and could be communicated in a better way, but I think under the circumstances and given the purpose, it's okay. So,
okay. Thank you, Klaus. But it's an important point that you keep in mind, because when we will do for a larger public, we will need to take that into account very seriously, and we will need your eyes specifically on that. I see in the chat that Chris raised the issue of the slide about consent. I guess it is one of the ombudsman is an issue. Do you want to say something about that? I don't know where I am. Okay. First of all, can you close your mic if you are not speaking, because I heard an echo. I guess Bernie, you were the first, and then Chris. Can you go ahead, Bernie?
Yes, thank you. Simply to add on to Klaus's concern, I fully understand for a general audience this was not good. But in the Workstream 2 budget, we do have a fair amount of money reserved for communication specialists. And if we were going out for a public consultation, it's these people that would go over it and I think address the issues for which you have concern. So I'm not saying your concerns are not right, depending on the target audience, but we do have communication specialists, which we used all the way through Workstream 1, which are very good, and both do presentation and rewriting of documents, which I think would address most of your concerns, or at least I would hope so. Thank you.
Thank you, Belna. Chris, please go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to talk about that slide number 8, which is slide 14, which talks about the exception for information requests should be amended to require consent of the ombudsman before it is invoked. I'm a little bit uncomfortable with the concept of the ombuds office being a gatekeeper. I think it's quite proper for the ombudsman to review refusal of requests under the DIDP, but I don't think we're a gatekeeper reviewing requests as to whether or not they're excessive or not. That would be our reply, I think, at the next stage, because if someone made a DIDP request, which was in fact excessive or burdensome or unreasonable or vexatious, and ICANN staff then refused, they could then come to the ombuds, who could come to the conclusion that their request was indeed excessive or vexatious. But I don't think we should be a gatekeeper. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. Bernice?
Thank you. It's usually not my role to speak this much, but as we mentioned at the beginning of this call, all the groups have to go through review by the CCWG and then a public review. And I think Chris and the Ombudsman, as part of the CCWG community, certainly would, we would hope you would bring those points up when this is being presented to the full CCWG community. And although we have links with them, you could even do it before. But we do know that the transparency subgroup will be submitting its draft report and will be presenting in Hyderabad. And I think the idea is that if you have these comments, or if this group in general has this comment, then that would be the place to bring them up, so there can be that synchronization between the working groups. Thank you.
Thank you. Chris, you want to add something?
that's very helpful, Bernie. That's exactly what I'll do. Perhaps premature, as you, I think you're ever so politely telling me to raise it at this stage. I'm trying to speak a bit more loudly in case Cheryl can't hear me again. But yes, I agree. It's a comment later on, not, and perhaps not here. Thanks.
Thank you. And no, it's also a comment welcome here, because I think it's one of the discussions we will need to have, I will say, cross-subgroup one way or another, and it's a good input. Let's take track on that. Okay, let's go to the... just to remind you that we write recommendation if necessary and as feasible, then we will discuss, even if it's coming from another group, we will discuss it, and I hope that we will discuss it collectively. And I wanted to come back to the question of budget. I have noticed what you say, Herb. Already you told us that, I don't know, 2 or 3, 4 weeks ago, I was waiting for the comeback of ICANN and see of ICANN staff or finance people to see where they are. But we will take that into account if needed. Thank you. Sorry. Okay, this slide is really to discuss the different points where we could have a dependency overlap. There is the question of human rights subgroup. Could ICANN Ombuds Office be asked to deal with human rights? Okay, I am sorry, but H for me it's human resources, but okay. I guess it's human rights complaints. We will also to have to deal with the question of human resources or staff complaints. And that's the last point. What will really do the ICANN staff complaints officer, the newly created job within the legal department of ICANN, and what will be the relationship with the ICANN Ombuds Office? It's something we hope to be able to discuss with Joran during Hyderabad on maybe the 2nd of November. The question with the diversity, could the ICANN Ombuds Office be asked to deal with diversity complaints? And we had a question about the election issue. Do we need something? And if we need something, is it the role of the Ombuds? That could be discussed either with the accountability of SONAC or with the transparency subgroup. Something we are still on the table, but not yet. We didn't start any discussion on that. Okay. We will try to focus, I would say, as an overall issue on the independence of the ICANN Ombuds Office and, of course, the review of the ICANN Ombuds Office Charter versus industry best practices. We will have, if we have the budget and the responsibility at the end, to prepare for evolution of the ICANN Ombuds Office, develop requirements and deliverables list, identify review oversight mechanism for the vendor, develop vendor selection process, and confirm a final report acceptance process. And I guess for some of that, we will need to work with other, for example, with Department of, how you say that, the buying department, the contract department, and some other part of ICANN, I guess. Okay, two ends. Thank you. I don't know who was the first. Maybe I will ask Herb first, and then I will ask Bernard. Herb, please go ahead.
Thank you, Sebastian. Could you just go back one slide, please?
Yes.
Two, sorry. Yes, okay. I'm curious where, when they talk about those first three, for the human rights, diversity, and accountability, transparency, are they saying that this should be specifically addressed by bylaws or something to that effect? Because all three of these issues are already, by default, jurisdictional. So I'm kind of curious why they are showing up as if we're just talking overlap, then that's fine. I do have a role, but if they're actually talking about modifying somehow either the framework or the jurisdiction, it seems kind of a bit because all three of them are already there. Just a comment. Thank you.
Thank you. I will try to get you some input on that, but first, Bernie, please go ahead.
Excuse me. Thank you. Maybe I'll put in a comment relative to Herb's concern. These are things that have been mentioned in some of the other groups, and you know, they're not anything specific. They're just open-ended ideas for potential overlap. So I wouldn't worry about them at this point. The second thing, where was I going with this? Ah, yes. If we go back down a couple of slides on the process, the process will be handled according to the standard evaluation process and will be led by legal internally. So the exact mechanics about how we're going to handle this, we're going to have to work through, and we're fortunate enough to have Karen Mulberry with us, who's familiar with those mechanics, and I'm not saying we should do that today, but in one of our upcoming meetings, once we get the funding, I'm fairly certain that Karen will be able to present it. Oh, I'm told that legal hasn't quite agreed to it yet, so I apologize. But whenever we do find the funding, we'll need a leader, and we'll need to follow the review process, and so we'll have to fit ourselves into that, and I'm sure Karen will work us, will help us work our way through that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Then I know that Karen and she's working on all that, and she heard what Herb proposed. If there's some need of budget part, can come from his office if it's acceptable. And I don't see why not, but that's not in my hands for the moment. And just to come back to this slide, I will say it's a little bit more. I had discussion within the diversity subgroups. There are some discussion, for example, to set up an office of diversity, and one of the questions is that this office, where this office will stand. Is it within the staff? Is it a new office independent from anybody? Or is it part of the Ombuds office? It's why it came here. The election issue... To to be transparent, it's not coming from the accountability or the transparency group. It's coming from a comment made by someone, and this someone, it's me, at the discussion of the first document of the Workstream 1. But if you consider, or if the group considers that it's out of topic, it will go out. But as I try to find, with the help of staff, all the place where we were talking about ombuds, I took those one too, even if it was done by me at that time. And of course, the complaint, the officer, we already discussed that last time. I hope it's answering some of the question. Bernie, go ahead, please.
Sorry, old hand.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now let's go to, we got through all this one, then the last one, I guess, it's consider the impact of the new accountability model for ICANN, including the new bylaw and the empowered community, with respect to the role and oversight of the ICANN Ombuds Office, which include identifying new roles or responsibility for the ICANN Ombuds Office in the empowered community processes and procedures not identified in Workstream 1 recommendation. For example, escalation process, moderation for a community forum, and some others. Reviewing the oversight of the ICANN Ombuds Office in light of the empowered community. For example, who should hire ICANN Office Ombuds contractors, and who should they report to? Who should discuss their, how you say, the payment and so on and so forth. And I guess that one is the last slide. It's we are awaiting confirmation of budget for external evaluation. And then we will be able to know what will be done by the external evaluators, and that where, in fact, the external evaluator will help our group. We will prepare the evaluation requirement document. And the last point is that if we have to do that as it's planned, how we revise our schedule, because I don't think with if we need to go to consultation to hire an external evaluator, it will take time, even if it's not a long time, and then we will have to revise our schedule, and that's something we will need to discuss in this group, but also with the plenary of the CCWG. I hope it was not too boring, and that it was clear enough. Any advice to do that tomorrow in 5 minutes will be welcome. I don't know how I can do that tomorrow in 5 minutes, but any comments? Did we forget something? Did we miss something? Bernie, please go ahead.
On advice for tomorrow, Sebastian, you may wish to consider skipping over the Workstream 1 and ATRT stuff. The Workstream 1, hopefully, I mean, being very, very quick about it. And the ATRT, we had a presentation directly from those people. So
yeah,
that's all known stuff. So I think if you move to the bottom half of the presentation, you probably could get through it and provide the most information.
Okay, thank you. Good advice. I will try as much as I can to follow your advice. Thank you. Any other comments? Any other? Okay, that's our last call, I guess, prior to traveling to Hyderabad. As next week, some of us will be in a plane, and obviously I will be in the plane the 31 of October. Then no call. We will see how it goes for the plenary of the CCWT the 2nd of November. And my question is, do you want to resume our call just Monday, 14th of November, after the you come back from Hyderabad, or do you want to relax one week and we go directly to the 21 of November? I will just be back the day before the 14th. I am not sure that I will be able to prepare anything specific prior, but if you wish, so be it. But can I have your feedback on that? Maybe I can ask you to use your mouse to click on, if you want a meeting on the 14th of November, please put a green tick, and if you don't want, please put a red cross. And if you want to have the next call on the 14th, put a green tick. If you don't want to have a call on the 14th, put a red cross or a white cross on a red circle. Okay, I need to be sure that everybody, that if you don't care, please, I don't know, do Loffer, for example. Okay, I have my friends from the Ombuds office that they want to work and they want to be back on the 14th. The other, I have no input. Then I will, see with staff, or I will do a doodle with our colleague to see if we keep a meeting on the 14th or if we go directly to the 21. Okay. Any comments, question, any other business you want to talk? If not, anything we forget? Bernie, everything okay, clear for tomorrow? Okay, if it's so, then I would like to give you back almost 10 minutes for your life in other activity. And safe trip to Hyderabad. I hope to see a lot of you there. And for the one who are not traveling, please connect to the meeting and talk to you on the next call, either the 14th or the 21st of November. Thank you very much for your participation, your inputs, very appreciated, and have a good week. Take care. Bye-bye.